A simple ESP32 multitasking example. Want to take a sneak peek at a simple ESP32 multitasking application? Wondering how things are done? See below to find example codes and applications. Introduction. An ESP32 is a powerful chip that can handle various numbers of tasks. Using this chip for simple applications would be a waste, underutilizing its value. Here you can take a sneak peek of how basic multitasking on an ESP32 works through a simple example. How can ESP32 do multitasking? This is through an open-source real-time operating system called FreeRTOS. FreeRTOS is added to ESP IDF as a component and can readily be included in your main application through header files. With this, you can run multiple tasks in your programs seemingly simultaneously. Espressif customized its version of ESP IDF called ESP IDF FreeRTOS. If you want to get in depth with it, browse through these Espressif resources. FreeRTOS overview. ESP IDF FreeRTOS. Creating simple tasks in FreeRTOS. First, make sure to include the necessary FreeRTOS header files. The basic ones to create tasks are: you'll also need to use the function xtaskcreate from the FreeRTOS library to create your tasks. pextaskcode is your task function. PC name is a text name for your task. A stack depth is the size of the stack allocated to your task. PIV parameters are variable or structure pointers that can be passed to your task. UX priority is the priority level of your task when it is executed with other tasks. pxcreatedTask is the task handle to reference your task code easily. xtaskcreate has these various parameters. However, PV parameters and pxcreatedTask can be treated as null values in the following example below. Example code. The last tutorial covered working with GPIO ports. We can continue where we left off and create simple tasks to blink each LED strip. What's more interesting now is that each strip will be associated with its own task, seemingly running simultaneously with each other. The entire code is listed below. Code explanation. config_ports puts all the GPIO port initializations into one function. These statements were discussed in working with GPIO ports. The functions above are the individual function prototype tasks for each LED strip. They are named accordingly. Above is the body of the code for one of the tasks. You'll see that it runs in a never-ending loop. The VTask delay sets the delay time for how long each LED turns on. Interestingly, this delay or task blocking function blocks this current task at a specified time interval so that other tasks may run. Hence, there is no blocking code here. This is that part of FreeRTOS where multitasking shines. Above, you'll see that in FreeRTOS, you have to explicitly create a task first for it to run. The three tasks for each LED strip are created or declared here. led_strip_tasken are the names of the functions. These tasks were allocated a stack depth of 2048. They all have the same priorities, priority level 2. The task handles and parameters have null values for now. See the code in action. Below, you can see each individual LED strip's running, its own code and time interval. Hope you've learned a lot in this basic ESP32 multitasking example. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled A Simple ESP32 Multitasking Example. Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.